Hey everybody, this is Kevin Grossman, President of Global Programs at Talent Board. Before we get to the podcast, I want to remind you that there's still time to participate in the 2017 Candidate Experience Awards Benchmark Research Program. Also, the 2017 North American Candy Symposium and Awards Gala will be on October 2nd this year in Nashville, and we're really excited and pleased to have Shannon Miller as our keynote speaker. Shannon is a decorated American Olympic gymnast with 7 Olympic medals and the only female athlete to be inducted in the U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame twice. Shannon will share the competitive lessons she faces as an elite athlete and how they can be applied to the business of recruiting and candidate experience today. And we hope to see you there. You can find out more by going to thetalentboard.org. Now, enjoy the podcast.
That when you think about the pace in which we're recruiting, you think about the volumes that some of the partners across this country recruit, to be able to afford a candidate experience that's going to leave a positive feeling is critical.
You're listening to the Candy Shop Talk, brought to you by Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards and Research, and hosted by Kevin W. Grossman, because improving candidate experience always impacts the business bottom line. The Candy Shop Talk podcast welcomes Travis Furlow, VP of Client Solutions, the Americas at Wilson HCG, and a proud Candidate Experience Award sponsor. Listen in on how improving candidate experience impacts recruiting and the business bottom line. Travis, thank you so much for joining me on the Candy Shop Talk podcast. Before we dive into the rest of the show, why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do today?
Kevin, thanks so much for having me. I am working in support of Wilson HCG as a vice president of client solutions, which I like to joke and say is the fancy way of saying we're focused on growth and innovation across the market and supporting clients who have some needs and interests and maybe a different way of looking at talent solutions from an attraction and engagement and a retention perspective.
Excellent. Well, you've touched on it a little bit, at least high level, but dig in a little deeper in regards to the challenges that you really help your customers face today in the marketplace.
I think all of us have experienced the last couple of years, and you've heard terms like war on talent, talent shortages. They're real. We have clients across the world who are facing epic talent shortages, and the ability to attract that talent, and once you have that talent attracted, to engage them, to offer positive experiences, both from the candidate perspective and from a hiring manager perspective, are all elements that we build into our solutions so that in turn, we can add that support and bring solid talent to our clients across the planet.
As you know, Travis, the Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards Benchmark Research Program, it really is all about focusing and elevating a more quality candidate experience across the board. And it's also about what's going on, some of which you just addressed, in helping to improve recruiting efficiencies for your customers and those challenges you help them overcome. How do you help, working with your customers and the work that you do, improve the experience for the candidates themselves and how they're being treated?
It's a good question. You know, I think part of our talent solution delivery has a huge impact in the early stages of what our partners and our clients are looking for. Where's their pain point? And we've heard from dozens and dozens of companies, even this past year, that when you think about the pace in which we're recruiting, you think about the volumes that some of the partners across this country recruit, to be able to afford a candidate experience that's going to leave a positive feeling is critical. And so part of what we do in the early design of our partnerships is we take a good look in the mirror and we look at how the current processes are being played out. What data show that our clients may have collected, some of that data coming from the work that happens through the Talent Board, and being able to see what improvements, sometimes small, sometimes major, could add a consistency to what you as an employer are saying out in the market and how that experience then is echoed when the candidate comes through the process. So we get into a very consultative delivery feel as we're designing our partnerships because we look at this as a collaborative piece of work with our clients. And it's been pretty powerful. Some of the pieces, it could be as simple as the number of clicks it might take to apply on an applicant tracking system, all the way through to the rhythm in which you are calling candidates. Let's think globally for a second. If you are offered a job on day one, sometimes that transition period in Western Europe might be 3 months. How do we embed regular touch points so that the engagement piece of being a candidate into a new hire remains positive? So all of those are pieces that we fold into our process.
There are a few players in the space, I mean, big and small, on the RPO side, and doing a lot of the same work that you're helping your customers do. But so how do you differentiate at the end of the day in the marketplace? So let's say that there's an HR or talent acquisition leader and or professional on this, listening to this podcast. How would you tell them that you're different and why they should partner with Wilson, for that matter?
I think most of us at one point or another would have heard scalable services or off-the-shelf solutions. This business was formed around relationships. And I believe, and I know my team believes, that this industry is still built around relationships. And so part of what we do through our process design, and one of the big pieces that differentiates us from some of the other providers, is the care and the passion we have about the relationship, not only with our buyers, so that talent acquisition leader who's looking to make a decision, but how we work through and kind of amplify the passion of recruiting throughout an organization through relationship building. And we have some amazing teammates whose skill set is to do that and that alone, to offer that consultative approach to get into the relationship side of our business and ensure, whether it be a hiring manager coaching session or branding discussions, or it could be technology advisory, we really kind of work in through the thread work, almost like an ecosystem of our partners. And we feel that that's a huge differentiator, keeping it as simple as possible, saying this is about relationships and we value them deeply.
Indeed. And that definitely correlates with customer service and candidate experience and employee experience and all those things, you know, skip hand in hand down that yellow brick road. But it's critical though, right?
Agreed.
This, all of this, everything that we're talking about does definitely impact the brand and the business for good or ill will potentially. And it can, especially for consumer-based businesses, it can definitely impact the immediate revenue. And then, you know, referral networks at some point, when those get knocked down, that also impacts eventual revenue, because if you don't have those referrals that you would have had otherwise, that can impact your ability to grow the business. So at Wilson HCG, then, how are you allowing, as an extension of those of your customers, of those organizations, the core TA teams at your customers to invest more quality time, really managing talent, getting them on board, external as well as internal mobility and internal hires too? How are you helping to free up their time to focus more quality time? Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I think part of the answer is core responsibilities. So when we think about the idea of sourcing, the idea of recruiting, or the definition that we might have of recruiting through recruitment administration, onboarding, and what have you, we have professionals who are dedicated at very specific tasks. They become masterly efficient at delivering outbound messaging into the market so that we can build solid talent pools. We have professionals who are ultimately responsible for the hiring manager commitment, connection, and relationship so that we can keep the candidate moving through the process, maintain that positive experience, and speed up the process in which we're retaining and or attracting the talent. And then you take this through to a huge piece when you think about onboarding. And once someone has accepted a role, all the questions that can pop up, whether it be what's my start date going to feel like, or what is this going to be like when I sign this new hire paperwork, or what's the first day going to feel like and where am I going to be? And to have folks that are dedicated at that concierge service, when you put those roles and responsibilities very, very tightly aligned to individuals, what it does is I believe it adds more efficiency to the process, thereby freeing up time for others who might be in strategic roles internal to the client, to talent acquisition. Some of our clients have worn dual hats. They've been HR leaders supporting things like comp and benefits and employee relations and recruiting. And so when we get very strategic and very pointed and purposeful, I think you see just wild efficiency gains. And that's part of how we give that time back, not only to the recruiters that would be delivering for our team, but to our clients as well.
Along those lines, then, how are you reporting back all that what you just shared with me, meaning the time efficiencies that are saved and all the other impacts that you make on the organization? How are there, are there quarterly reviews? Are there monthly updates, weekly? I mean, how do you report back to your customer?
The most succinct way I can describe it is we have daily touch base calls as we form a new partnership. Daily touch base calls with our internal team to generally one or two point leaders from the client. That's to keep consistency with what we've committed to, how are we doing on a daily basis, and let's move forward, whether it be team initiatives, activity, and the like. On a weekly basis, we will have one of our leaders, our relationship leaders, always sharing a weekly update with our executive teams and our delivery leaders from the client side. And then more specifically, on a monthly and a quarterly basis, we have executive summaries, delivery summaries, and real-time data reviews that are occurring so frequently that we feel comfortable in being able to share this much data because, as you know all too well for the years that we've been in this space, things can change quickly. And how we make decisions today is heavily based on data. And it might be the difficult niche positions that we're working on that could impact how we go out to market. So the data that we use daily, that we gather weekly, and that we roll out to our clients and partners on a monthly and a quarterly basis enables all of us to stay on the same page with what the production and the service level agreements that we've agreed to are being hit and met.
I know that the next question is kind of a softball, but it's always important for me to ask it, especially of our generous sponsors, because this program from Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards is a nonprofit. It's completely underwritten, or mostly underwritten, by you, our sponsors, and Wilson HCG has been a longtime generous supporter of our program, which we are very appreciative of. But why though? I mean, you know, there's a lot of money that's spent, right, on marketing and promoting your company and the services that you offer around across the board at events throughout the year. There's a lot of different ways to spend. Why associate with the Candies?
For a couple of reasons. I think your team over the last couple of years has done just some monumental work on being able to take the science behind data analytics and applying it to a very subjective point of view, and that's the candidate experience or the hiring manager experience. And for us, part of why, a big reason why we're involved in this is we'd like to practice what we're preaching. So for us, if we are promoting the idea of speed and efficiency through a process, and we're promoting relationship management and positive experience, we feel a responsibility that we should be putting some of our money where our mouth is and get to the group that we feel has done such an amazing job of gathering data so that we can make real-time business decisions that aren't anecdotal or ad hoc. They're based on how our candidates are responding to our service, our delivery, and ultimately to our client's brand. So we plan to be sponsors now and for years to come because the work you guys continue to do has been incredibly powerful for us and our clients.
Totally appreciate that. And thanks, Travis. I know that you also do some of your own research every year, especially around the employment branding report, I believe.
That's correct.
That you release every year. And I know there's definitely been some synergy there on some of the data you capture as it compares and contrasts to the data that we capture through the candidate responses and the survey research. Is there anything in particular then, I mean, beyond that, that, and I know you already touched on this a little bit, but that you really like to leverage the Candy data for? I mean, it's obviously helping to inform your business itself, what you're doing with your customers, but is there anything in particular, any anecdotes that you could share about how you've used the data?
I'd start with brand consistency. And what I mean by that is the brand that a future client partner of ours may have, how well is that brand recognized by candidates in the marketplace? And how well, if they've gone through the interview screening and possible hire process, how consistent was that brand to the way we marketed it or the way they may have marketed it as a future prospect? And the way the candidate really felt. I think that's a huge piece for us as providers of talent solutions to be able to support and to consult and to deliver new ways of delivering and doing the business based on real-time data. So that's one way we use it. And I guess I'll take consistency and spin it in a bit of a different direction. We're also huge believers that if we, as the partner who would be delivering a lion's share of the outward bound messaging and some of the relationship management through the process, if for some reason we are having marks that just we don't feel powerful about, we've got real-time change that we can make. So it's almost like being an air traffic controller and watching what messages you think you're sending into the marketplace, how well are they being received? And I don't think anyone on our teams or any of our client partners would ever do anything that's malicious. Sometimes it's just received in a way that isn't as positive. And this data can show us some of that. And we can then make real-time pivots based on some of what we review on a regular basis from you and your team.
Well, I completely concur, obviously, for a lot of different reasons. But I do find it fascinating that since we've been doing this research, that when you look at the differences between how employers themselves self-assess their recruiting process from pre-application to onboarding and how they view their own candidate experience versus the reality of what at least the candidates are telling them through our research, that is, you know, it continues to be eye-opening. I think even companies that have been multi-year candy winners, as we call them, know that it's a constant work in progress and that they, you know, what they think they may be doing well, they're seeing, you know, they're seeing the issues and inconsistencies in the data that are informing them otherwise, right? So I think
that's
one of the things that has been very important, whether they're participating in a program like ours, which we want, you know, employers to definitely consider and put that mirror up to see what's going on, especially whether they've never done it before or not. But many employers are also doing it ongoing, and not just with their new hires, but also with rejected candidates at maybe the later stages of the process, but also now even earlier on, asking those who, before they've even applied, tell us what you think of your experience. So the good news is I think we're seeing a lot more of that informed research going on that is important for employers because it is competitive and, you know, it is a consumer-based kind of a market and approach that needs to be done when it comes to candidates. Is there anything, Travis, anything exciting on your top secret service roadmap that I promise I won't tell anybody.
But just you me and our closest listeners.
And our closest listeners. But no, but I mean, is there anything coming up that you want to share with the folks about what Wilson HCG is doing?
Yeah, there are a handful of things. I think one of the terms you're going to hear more and more of from our team, the idea of total talent solutions. When we look at where recruitment process outsourcing was a number of years ago and how it's begun evolving over the last 4 or 5 years more intensely, we're looking at talent attraction and talent retention and ultimately all of the work that's done from an engagement perspective to be part of an ecosystem. So we look at foundationally the root system of how we build our partnerships. And we are looking at what if the idea of contingent labor, direct labor, executive search, what if they were all converging a bit, which we've seen in the marketplace, and I'm sure some of the listeners have seen and experienced themselves. So when we are working toward recruitment process outsourcing solutions, that's something that we could do. But the idea of asking the questions around what's the ecosystem of your business feel like today, the interconnected parts of how we find and attract talent so that it can power the business growth that most of our clients are looking for is an exciting piece for us, because the idea of having total talent solutions and a blended ability to truly have an integrated ecosystem that delivers value back to our prospects and out into the market, we're excited about, and you're going to see more of that, hear more of that from us over the next couple months.
Very exciting. Definitely look forward to that. Lastly, I always like to ask my guests that out of everything that we've been talking about outside of work, so and I know that's unfortunately and fortunately inextricably linked to our just our everyday lives, but outside of work, what else does Travis have a sweet tooth for? What does Travis like to do?
All right, so there are a ton of things, and the one or two that I'll share on this call that wouldn't get me in trouble would be
that's a good idea, Travis. That's a good idea.
I've been a writer for the last 7 or 8 years, and am a huge advocate of introspection, and that that belief system around writing and introspection has led me also to embark on doing some coaching and the idea of how people can make some choices to improve their performance and to improve the way they add value in the world every day, and how that can then connect into businesses. It's something that's been a passion of mine for years. I love doing it and supporting people when needed, and you know, I'm blessed to be able to work with Wilson HCG and do some of that internal with our team now. So yeah, that's some of the stuff I do on the outside, and it all somehow ties back to recruiting and talent. So I guess I'm in a good place.
That's a very good place. Well, listen, Travis, thank you so much for being on the Candy Shop Talk podcast. I look forward to meeting you in person someday very soon. And thanks again for being on.
Kevin, thanks again for having me.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Candy Shop Talk. For more information about Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards and research, please visit www.thetalentboard.org.